Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. The views in this program may not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. In this program, we're joined by Elam Orion, the founder of National Animal Rights Day. The National Animal Rights Day. The first Sunday in June, every year since 2011. This year, Sunday, June 4th, 2023, over 150 cities across six continents are participating in the National Animal Rights Day. In the USA, Hawaii, Tucson, Albuquerque, Denver, New York, San Francisco, San Diego, Joplin, Miami, Augusta, and Los Angeles. Canada, Toronto, St. John, Saskatoon. Germany, two cities. France, five cities. Denmark, two cities. Luxembourg, Belgium, Switzerland, Portugal, Poland, Hungary, Austria, Montenegro, Netherlands, Norway, three cities. Italy, five cities. Serbia, Spain, two cities. Barcelona, Canary Islands. Malta, Slovenia, Bosnia, Greece. The UK, 20 cities. Mexico, 8 cities. Colombia, 2 cities. Ecuador. Peru, 4 cities. Chile, 2 cities. Nicaragua, Bolivia. Japan, 5 cities. Indonesia, Nepal, Philippines, 2 cities. Russia. India, over 30 cities. Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, Nigeria, Congo, Australia, three cities, New Zealand, two cities. The National Animal Rights Day, June 4th, 2023. The music we hear in the background is the Geese Song by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. And now we'll hear my interview with the founder of the National Animal Rights Day, Elam Orion. This interview with Elam was conducted on May 30th, 2018. Enjoy. Much thanks to Elam. Much thanks to the NARC team internationally. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Animal liberation now. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We are very fortunate to be joined by Elam Orion via Skype in Los Angeles, California. Elam is the founder of National Animal Rights Day, the director of Our Planet, Theirs Too, and also the owner-founder of the Method Studio in Los Angeles, California. Welcome, Elam, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me.
This is really great. You are amazing. So let's start out with National Animal Rights Day.
Yeah, so it's been around since 2011. And what inspired me to start it was in 2010, I traveled in Spain. I happened to be in Madrid, and I saw activists standing in the middle of the street in a line having laptops hanging on their bodies, and the laptops were playing, you know, videos of animals in farms and slaughterhouses, and they just stood there silently and just looked at you and let the visuals speak on their own. I really was very moved by it because I was at the time living in New York City, and I was, you know, volunteering for different groups, animal rights groups, but really couldn't find my place. You know, I tried all kinds of activism, like leafleting in the street or protesting, you know, loud protests and all kind of, you know, meat trays, you know, the whole gamut of from all the way from simple talking to people and leafleting all the way to like really in your face protests, really kind of shocking, shock value protests. But I couldn't find really my place where I really fit. And when I saw these people and I saw the power of basically like a theatrical event that they were doing, you know, standing there in the street in like a really symmetrical orchestrated line and then having the videos talk for them, that really blew me away and that really moved me. And I went to talk to them. And I said, oh, wow, that's exactly kind of what I unknowingly was looking to do in America. How can I bring this over? And at the time, they, even though later on they opened a branch in the U.S., at the time they weren't ready for it. But, you know, they gave me info and advice. So when I returned to New York, I assembled a bunch of my animal rights activist friends. And I said, let's do this. Let's do the same thing. We tried to do similar events in Union Square in Manhattan. So we started doing these events and we saw that, you know, it really affects the people that watched it. We also did it in Grand Central Station, which is the biggest, you know, the big, busy bus station in Manhattan. And after a while, we were looking for something bigger. How can we bring it to even bigger number of people? And then, luckily enough for us, we saw again that group Igualdad Animal in Spain, which for the International Animal Rights Day on December 10, they orchestrated another big event in Madrid, but this time they brought like 500 people to that square, all standing in rows, very symmetrical. And actually each one of them, I'm sure people have seen the videos or images, each one of them was holding a real body of a deceased animal, you know, a little pig or chicken or all kind of rabbits, all kind of animals. And they were just, again, standing there silently holding these animals and they let the visuals speak for themselves. And that blew us completely away. And we said, wow, these guys are amazing. This is what we need to do. We called a meeting for all the representatives of the animal rights groups in New York at the time. It was in February or March 2011. And we said, hey, let's cooperate. Let's create something like this. You know, if Spain can bring 500 people, there's no reason we can bring the same amount of people. And we did the event in June 2011. And we decided to call it the National Animal Rights Day. We didn't have a better name for it, so we decided to call it the National Animal Rights Day. And that became the first one. And in the next year, we decided, oh, let's do it again. And when I moved to Los Angeles in 2013, I brought it here. And then other cities saw it, San Francisco, and other cities saw it, and they want to do it as well. So it's been growing since then.
And it's the first Sunday in June every year.
Yeah.
Nice. And how many cities are participating in this year?
So this year we're looking at around 30 cities. We're still talking to certain cities. They might join us in the last minute, but looks like it's going to be around 30 cities around the world.
Very nice. Thank you, Elam. Thank you. And sure. Let's hear a little bit about Our Planet, Theirs Too.
So that's basically the nonprofit that we started back then. And, you know, we became an official nonprofit a bit later, but that's basically the name of the nonprofit that produces these events, that started these events and then produces them every year. So we have a board of directors who are basically scattered all over the world. We are kind of the official sponsors of these days everywhere, but basically we have a team of local organizers in every city that put the events on, and we just help them with logistics, with some funds, with guidance, and so forth.
Thank you, Elam, and thank all of you for your noble, important work. And Elam, how long have you been vegan?
So I've been vegan since 2011. So I was vegetarian. I went vegetarian in 2006, but, you know, I'm kind of ashamed to say that I even myself didn't know about the horrors of the dairy and eggs industry until we did that first National Animal Rights Day. And then I myself became educated about it. So I went vegan just a little bit before that event. So yeah, 2011.
Wonderful. And I'd also like to hear about the Method Studio and your acting career.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was born in the States, grew up in Israel, but came back to the States in 2000. That's the reason why I came back here, to study acting in New York, and that's why I lived in New York for so many years. So I studied acting there at the Lee Strasberg Institute and later on at another school called the Stella Adler Studio of Acting. And I became an actor. I mean, I was an actor in Israel before, but I became an actor in New York around 2003 when I finished school there. And so I was doing acting all this while doing my animal rights activism. And then 5 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles, again, following my acting career. And after studying at the Lee Strasberg Institute, I actually stayed to work there for 10 years. So that was my day job during the next 10 years. I basically was in charge of organizing all of Lee Strasberg's collections of materials that he collected over his entire career. And he was an obsessive, compulsive collector of anything that had to do with acting and the theater and the arts in general. We're talking about photographs, books, manuscripts, music records, books, videotapes, audio tapes, like anything you can think of. You know, after 10 years of working there and breathing and eating Lee Strasberg, the father of what is called the method, for 10 years every day, I became a real expert in that technique. So I started teaching there. And then when I moved to LA, again, taught in a few schools there until I realized none of them really teaches that technique or really the authentic technique. So I should really start my own little studio and teach what I want to do and what I know how to teach. So that's what I did. So I opened a little studio called the Method Studio, and I've been teaching ever since then, talking about 2014. I teach classes in the Method acting technique and a few others whenever I have time between my own acting gigs. Yeah, I love it.
You're really great, Elam. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to hear a little bit about your acting career also.
Ever since I started going out professionally in New York, I did a few what is called co-stars and guest star roles on TV shows. So I was on 30 Rock. I was on Shooter, Code Black, NCIS LA, The Guest Book. So that's been going pretty nicely. And then last year, I got lucky enough to be cast as a series regular on MGM's newest installment in the known Stargate franchise called Stargate Origins. So I play, funnily enough, I play the Nazi villain of the show. But yeah, it's funny because I play the villain of the show, but I was pretty much the only vegan, non-violent person in the cast and crew. Actually, there were two other vegans I found out later in the crew, not the cast. But yeah, I was the one who was kind of preaching to everybody about, you know, compassion to animals, and they made vegan options for me at lunch and every day, just especially for me. But yeah, I got to play the bad guy on the show. But yeah, that's what's been going on with my acting career, and yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're really great, Elam. Thank you. And Elam, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Are there any other additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I hope everybody joins us in this event on June 3rd. You can go to our website and see the big map of all the cities that have an event. So basically go to www.thenard.org. So T-H-E-N-A-R-D. Which stands for National Animal Rights Day. So thenard.org, and there you can see, you can learn about what we do, about our kind of, what these events are. We didn't really speak about those, but basically they include an opening memorial service for the animals in the spirit of what we've seen in Madrid. But then also we have a little celebration afterwards, because we want to also celebrate the wins that our movement is having every year, and, you know, getting closer to the world being non-cruel to animals one day. Check our website. You can learn about our events. You can see the list of cities that are having an event. If you're close to any one of these cities, please go. They're all free. And if you want to start an event like that in your own city, just get in touch with us. All the contact information is on the website. Get in touch with us. Probably for this year is a little late, but for next year we can talk about doing an event in your town. So yeah, just I hope everybody will get a chance to check it out and, you know, absorb the message of compassion to animals, because, you know, we share this planet with them, and the way we treat them, humanity, the way we treat them is just horrible, really horrible. Once you really open your eyes and learn about how we systematically treat these animals, all kinds of animals, you'll get shocked, and then you'll naturally want to not be a part of it anymore, which is kind of a process that each one of us went through.
Beautiful. Thank you, Elam, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's really been a real pleasure, and thanks for all the listeners who tuned in, and let's do good stuff.
We're listening to Elam Orion, the founder of National Animal Rights Day, and also the director at Our Planet, Theirs Too, the nonprofit that runs the National Animal Rights Day, happening the first Sunday every June every year. This year, that's June 3rd, in 30 cities worldwide. Elam is also the owner-founder of the Method Studio and an actor in Los Angeles, California. This is Molly Narrow, host of Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our program celebrating vegan music, the arts, and NARD 13. We just heard the replay of my interview with Alam Orion, the founder of the National Animal Rights Day, and that interview was held May 30th, 2018, and at that time it was 30 cities participating. This year, 2023, it's over 150 cities participating worldwide in the National Animal Rights Day. Commemorate, celebrate, educate, vegan. Established by the nonprofit Our Planet Theirs Too in 2011, the National Animal Rights Day is an annual day observed in a growing number of countries around the world on the first Sunday in June for the purpose of giving a voice to all animals and raising awareness for their rights. It's Memorial Day and Independence Day for the animals combined. Special thank you to Alam Orion, who joined us before the break via Skype in Los Angeles. And Alam is the founder of National Animal Rights Day, happening worldwide. Let's go out with the liberation song by Ernesto.
Go on, be brave. Go out there, make history, and bring justice to my life, love. Bring justice to the life's love. Because every day they will try to convince you that humane murder is justified. But believe me, I don't want to die. But I'm at your mercy, and you are the difference. Be the voices of the silenced, and the silence stop the violence. You are defenseless. Liberation for the animals. Liberation.
I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Here's a short clip from National Animal Rights Day, Los Angeles.
We're here to acknowledge the victims, but also to celebrate our really amazing victories that only happened because of each of you. There would be no victories without each of your activism and never giving up. So thank you so much, everyone.
This song is by Vegan Queen V in the UK. Dominion.
Did you drop me on my head? Was the damage when I fell down the stairs? 'Cause there's something I can get my tiny little mind around. How come only I see the comparable to yours and mine?
was Dominion by Vegan Queen V. Earlier in the program, we heard the Duck Song, Chicken Song, and Geese Song by Will Tuttle. And here's a short clip by vegan chef Madeline Tuttle teaching us how to make mud water.
And it's very delicious and it's flexible. You can make it thicker, thinner, this and that. But I show you one version with a little twist. And what it is, the most important in there is either carob or cacao with mushroom powder. And mushroom powder, I have to say that just buy the more expensive one, the fruiting one. Otherwise, if you just buy some, you have lots of mycelium, and then it's actually grown on grain. It's just mold grain powder. So in here is reishi, shiitake, maitake, turkey tail, lion's mane, cordyceps, and chaga.
The seven sacred
mushrooms, which chaga isn't really a mushroom, it's more a growth, and it comes mostly from Russia also. They're very beneficial, actually, for energy, and it's very good for the brain. And it tastes good. So here we have oat milk, that's just pure oat groats, and water. And I made it this morning, and we have a video, so it's really a few cents for a quart. I really suggest that you're making your own oat milk, then you don't have all these additive gums and things. So you know what you have, and you can always add some coconut milk powder if you think it is not thick or creamy enough for you. Then we have here, this is really nice coconut milk powder. You can get it also on Terrasol, like most of the things I have. So we have here, beside all this, we also have turmeric, which goes in, and we have chai tea, which goes in, so chai, and a tiny, tiny little bit of salt. And the maple date and maple syrup are optional if you like it to be sweeter than it is. With carob, you have already a certain sweetness. With cacao, you have more the bitterness of the coffee. And together, the reishi is actually very bitter too. So sometimes I had a feeling, I'm not a coffee drinker, so don't take my word for real maybe, but it's like coffee. And then we fluff it. This is a nice little gadget. We did this in our microwave on the road. It's so easy, as you can see.
Wow, look at that. Little battery-powered coffee.
Yeah. Look at this. It looks like coffee. You can serve it in a cup. In Switzerland, we call this eine Tasse. And eine Tasse, you could actually say a tasse, which is French. And it sounds great, and looks great, and is really the perfect. Look at this. Oh. And how easy it is to make. You prepare all the powders, and it's as easy or easier than making coffee. So I will taste it for you. Yeah, maybe you like to take a taste.
Wow, that's good old mud water. Really good.
Yeah. These are the dates, how they come, and then soak them in water. And whenever you do a drink or a dessert, you have soaked dates. This is a healthy sweetener. It's just from the palm tree, nothing added. But if it has to go faster, I always have a maple syrup, and then I can do it like this. And when it has to go easy and fast, I just pour some plant milk if I'm on the road with Will, like soy milk, almond milk, coconut milk. Here, of course, oat milk.
Listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation and looking forward to being with you next week. At this time, we will bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Yarrow wishing you a good day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Enjoy to the world.
Amen.